This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The FBI says it was tipped off more than a year ago about online threats to commit an unspecified school shooting. It says the teen, now charged in the deadly shooting at a Georgia high school yesterday, was interviewed back then by a sheriff's office, but the FBI says there was no cause for arrest. The AP's Haya Penjwani with yesterday's tragedy at a Georgia high school that left two students and two teachers dead.
A student opened fire at a Georgia high school and killed four people, sending students scrambling for shelter in their classrooms and eventually to a football stadium. Chris Hosey, the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, shared details.
He is a 14-year-old student here at the high school. Again, he has been taken into custody. He will be charged with murder and he will be tried as an adult.
Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith says this hits close to home for him.
My kids go to the school system. I'm proud of this school system. My heart hurts for these kids.
Students in the Barrow County School District will be getting the rest of the week off, but school officials said grief counseling will be offered to the students.
The U.S. says Russia is trying to spread disinformation ahead of the November presidential election.
One case the Justice Department unveiled accuses two employees of a Russian state-funded media organization of secretly funding a Tennessee company and fooling it into publishing Russian propaganda videos. Another involves seizing internet domains Moscow used to create fake websites designed to look like those of major news organizations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The National Weather Service says that brutal heat is going to continue across the southwest and much of the west into the weekend. Officials say Israeli strikes in the occupied West Bank killed six people overnight. This is AP News. Now to the plastic people throw away.
A new study says the world creates 57 million tons of plastic pollution every year. Researchers at the UK's University of Leeds say there's enough pollution each year to fill New York Central Park with plastic waste as high as the Empire State Building. One of the researchers, Costas Velis, says more than two-thirds of that pollution comes from the global south, mostly because they don't have solid waste collection services.
So these people have no option but to dump or burn their waste.
The study examined plastic that goes into the open environment, not plastic that goes into landfills or is properly burned. Velis says there's already a microplastic crisis.
These possibly cannot be compared with the time bomb of the microplastics being generated from the bigger items breaking down.
India leads the world in generating plastic pollution. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.